Let us pray. Gracious God, fill us with this Pentecost fire of your love. Come to us, Lord, dwell in us, and change our lives. Amen. Today the Church celebrates the Feast of Pentecost, generally regarded as the birthday of the Church, when we acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the power of God among us. So this is an important day in the life of the Church, as Pentecost is often considered our third significant festival, along with Christmas and Easter. So today I invite you to reflect with me on the fact that the love of God is open to all of us, that the Holy Spirit enables us in all that we do, and through our baptismal covenant, we have the Christian obligation to spread God's love to everyone. Just outside the sanctuary at St. George and Young, this church, there's a map of the world in a prominent position so that everyone can see it. If you look closely at the map, you will notice that there are pins stuck in the map at the birthplace of people in the congregation. And these pins show that we are here from so many parts of the world. We give credit to a parishioner who made this suggestion some time ago, and the idea was met with an enthusiastic response. This is what the map looks like. Do you see close to 100 dots scattered across the globe? The demographics of our parish in North Toronto is just one indication of the cultural diversity of the Anglican Diocese of Toronto and of so many churches in our area. Because our Christian beliefs and our desire to serve God have brought us together in one place to worship, to encourage and support each other in Christian fellowship, and to share the gospel message with all who are willing to listen. From Scripture, we know that Jesus went beyond the social norms to cross the boundaries of class, the boundaries of gender and ethnicity in society at that time. He invited fishermen to be among his first disciples. He included women among his inner circle of friends, and he reached out to strangers like the Samaritan woman at the well. And following the example and teachings of Jesus, the disciples took the gospel to all parts of Judea and beyond. We learn from Scripture and other records about the ways in which the gospel spread and how the message was taken beyond Jerusalem and the surrounding areas. We stand here over 2,000 years later because we are also beneficiaries of that same invitation and welcome. And as a result, you and I are worshiping together today. But just think about it. What would the Christian church look like if the gospel message was not taken beyond Jerusalem to strangers and outsiders? From Scripture, we are told that after the ascension of Jesus, the disciples returned to Jerusalem, as Jesus had instructed them to wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. So the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles picks up when the disciples were all gathered on the day of Pentecost, and then the Holy Spirit showed up. Luke, the writer of the book of Acts, presents images of wind and fire to describe the Spirit descending on disciples of all nations. The miraculous change in the faithful, for they began to speak in other languages as soon as they received the Holy Spirit. And it is reported that these were actual languages that were unknown to the speakers, but understood by the hearers. The good news was proclaimed in the language of those to whom it was addressed. And this is quite significant, as it signals to us that Christianity is open to people of all races, all colors, all nationalities, and all languages. So as we celebrate the birthday of the church, there's a clear message about reaching out to everyone who is willing to listen. Jesus had promised, and the scriptures had prophesied, that the Holy Spirit would be sent to the entire community of believers. And this was clearly demonstrated on the day of Pentecost. So from its very inception, from its very beginning, we see and we hear and we understand that God's love, through his grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, has truly reached over time to every corner of the world. And we are now part of the body of Christ, the church, with people from every corner of the globe. And this is certainly a reminder that God is not just for us. God is for all of us. So my friends, today when we celebrate the Feast of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Holy Trinity, is clearly emphasized in the scripture readings. Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension completed his earthly ministry. And now the disciples and all believers are given the Holy Spirit, sometimes referred to as the Advocate, the Comforter, the Helper. And in the second reading from Romans, which was read to us in Italian, we learn that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us according to the will of God. In the Gospel reading, we hear that the Holy Spirit guides us. Christian theologians have offered this perspective, and I'm summarizing here. The Spirit that Christians experience is the Spirit of the risen Christ, a Spirit of service, and a Spirit of love. Another perspective which you would recognize, that it's pretty much a quote from Scripture, is that God stirs up in the midst of two or three who gather in Jesus' name. My friends, we are assured today that the Holy Spirit is a source of both the gifts for ministry and the power given to each and every one of us to proclaim God's love. So today, as we think about the fact that the love of God is open to each and every one of us, and that the Holy Spirit enables us to carry out the work, to carry out God's work, we acknowledge that our baptismal covenant commits us to share the good news to all. We learn from the reading from the Acts of the Apostles that not everyone recognized or believed what was happening on the day of Pentecost. So it was Peter who took the opportunity to offer an explanation to the astonished crowd, which had gathered from so many nations in Jerusalem. So Peter's speech was given to an international audience, resulting in a worldwide group of listeners. So on this day of Pentecost, God is breathing new life into us. Jesus is sending us out once more, filled with joy and with the power of the Holy Spirit, on a mission to reach the world. But we must be courageous and persistent like Peter and the other disciples. We must be ready, especially at this time when people may be lonely, people may be frustrated, or perhaps feeling a bit insecure. People may be concerned about all that's happening around and within us. Anxieties over mental health, issues of racial and other conditions in society, our own vulnerability, health, and other concerns that we all have. And that's where the message of the redeeming love of Christ secures us and keeps us firmly in our faith. But my friends, just think of what our lives, what the church and the community would be like if we all use the gifts with which we've been blessed to keep the flame of Pentecost burning each and every day. And so the challenge for us is to allow the Holy Spirit to revive us, to be re-energized after all our disappointments or losses, and to be renewed especially in this time of the ongoing pandemic. For although some of us might be experiencing some frustration and even burnout, today we are challenged to become re-engaged and to allow our lives to be set on fire for Christ. Yes, let us exercise our faith, for faith is a work of the Holy Spirit. Let us recommit to the mission of Jesus that was entrusted to him by the Father, which was passed on to the disciples and to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And let us share the good news about the love of God to all around us. As Christians, we must place the welcome mat for all who show up here at St. George and Young. And we must reach out to every person we meet. For God is waiting to receive each and every one of us, as we are reminded by Peter in today's reading from the Acts of the Apostles, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And to this we say, thanks be to God. Amen.